This is the Sounding Board Podcast with Hutchie and Damo. Thanks to Drinkwise. If you're choosing to have a drink, choose to Drinkwise.
Question time on the Sounding Board for Drinkwise. If you're choosing to have a drink, choose to Drinkwise. Jared Walsh on Twitter. Why is the show called The Sounding Board with Hutchie and Damo, but question time is with Damo and Hutchie? Is this a Brand Cleary split screen moment vibe podcast? This is a really good question from Jared Walsh. Is that what it's called?
Good pickup, Jared. And
is that what it's called?
Jared, by the way, very influential in the South Australian media and doing great things. So nice to connect with you, Jared, and well done on your own media journey. And good luck for the Adelaide 36ers this summer.
I haven't noticed this, Jared.
It's a good pickup. I wasn't aware of this. I always thought I was just the set of state knives. Well, Damo's really built this show around him.
I think
him.
He used to be. I think it might be a Jane-driven thing, actually, because I think when Mitch was still producer, it was, you know, I think I was listed
you know
first.
You know what it was?
Tell me.
No handover from the Maasai.
Well, he had nothing to hand over.
He didn't do a handover.
Jane said, what do I need to do on this show? And Mitch said, I don't know.
He down tools. He said, didn't do a handover.
He said, I don't know. I've done nothing for this show.
Got lost in the handover.
Good question, though, Jared. I might actually pay attention to that. Liam Burns on Facebook. Just curious about your thoughts on politicians leaking anonymously to journos. The Nationals private group chat that appeared to be leaked to the Prime Minister's office this week, then leaked to News Corp, and then I read it in the SMH. Is there a tipping point where it backfires?
Backfires all the time, but it's endemic in federal politics.
Would you love to have as many politician-type people in AFL land? We used to, but we don't need more, do
well,
we?
Well, you know,
they've sharpened their operations up, the footy clubs.
For AFL journalists coming through, what you'll find is if you want to know what's going on at Collingwood, ask someone at Carlton.
Yeah.
If you want to know what's going on at Essendon, ask someone at Richmond. If you want to know what's going on at Fremantle, ask someone at West Coast. The opposition clubs understand.
Yeah.
You put the parliamentary lens on that when there's self-interest in it. If something bad about the Labor gets out, Liberals win.
Yeah.
Everyone's looking against each other the whole day.
What I will say though, Hutchie, the clubs, because they have, year upon year upon year, have become professional and are getting still better at it. It is a different game now to what it once was, as you do know, because you used to get more leaks than anyone in the history of the game. You'd still get more leaks if you were still playing the game, Hutchie, than anyone else, but maybe not as many, or not as from the same type of people. They have sharpened their operations up.
I reckon you're cynical.
You always say that. Nathan Tonkin, cynical? You're the one being cynical.
Not that hard, Damo.
Nathan Tonkin on email. The Cootabeans are switching to Friday afternoons next year on 3MP and Ace Radio. The only reason I can see that 3MP moved their show to Friday is because of the Saturday morning clash with Off the Bench on Ace Radio. Did Hutchie block them from continuing on Saturday mornings to ensure that his show Off the Bench continues on Ace Radio at that time slot? I wish I had seen this question before we did the main body. Have you forced the famous Cootabeans off?
Nathan, that is a very good pickup. Very good pickup.
It sounds like he's in the know on this, Nathan.
Nathan, what I would say is this. Very clever move from Ace Radio's Mark Taylor, the CEO, to attract the Cootabeans to 3MP. 3MP, of course, is the station we sold them, Damo, from Sports Entertainment Network last year.
Yeah.
In the midst of the pandemic. Our show Off the Bench has been running at that slot on Saturday mornings for 15 years.
And you like to think you've got the market cornered on a Saturday morning.
We'll continue to run there for several years to come. And we welcome the Cootabeans to the Ace Radio family.
Nathan's onto something there. I wish I could have explored this in deeper detail on the main body.
Very clever.
So you forced it off?
No, actually, truth be known, first I knew about it was when I read it in the paper on Sunday and I thought, that's a good move.
The J Sticks on Twitter, after seeing the success of
Tony Khan's upstart wrestling promotion, AEW in the States, has it inspired us to start our own wrestling organisation here? No, it's too expensive to get one started, but it would go well. It would go well.
We wouldn't have the entertainers, though, would we, en masse to form a comp of its own in Australia, would we?
Well, you never know.
Matty Wilson on Facebook, I'm wondering about your thoughts on the Ben Simmons Philly drama. Is he going to be the basketball version of Nick Kyrgios? He comes across as a spoilt athlete with incredible talent, no guidance, and is on the cusp of destroying his career. Hutchie, you own a basketball franchise. Would you take him on?
Yeah, I think it's important that the entire Australian basketball industry wrap their arms around him and show and offer support.
He's given them nothing.
As Brian Gorgian has done.
Refused to play in the Olympics.
It's been a smart move. He's close friends with a lot of the Australian basketball players. You're not familiar or privy to the circumstances, so until you are, you offer support.
Are you suggesting there's something
behind the scenes? Would we take him on? 100%.
I know you'd take him on, but I don't think the question is there, because he's not going to be playing NBL. It's a bizarre scenario, though, isn't it, Hutchie?
I think
from what I hear anecdotally, there's a fair bit more to it that meets the eye. It's a very complicated situation.
With the team at which he's at?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I've most people pick up on that.
Yeah. So, you know, let's hope they can sort it out.
Hey, guys, this is Stuart Mullen on Facebook. What are the chances of Australia not being in the climate villain club at COP26 this year? Will domestic compromise hamstring?
Stuart, we weren't the lone ranger on this, but we did predict, if you go back a couple of weeks, that there would be a deal cut with the Nationals and there would be an awful lot of pork barrelling in that deal. What we're yet to see, and we all look forward to seeing, is the pork. We're here, there's a lot of pork.
Well, we're getting that already, aren't we, with Barnaby's compromise to supposedly agree to meet to net zero emissions.
Whatever's emerged publicly in the barrel.
Well, he's already got an extra seat on the cabinet, hasn't he? Did I read that correctly overnight?
Put it this way. In the pork barrel, it looks like it's a one or two keg barrel. There's trucks and trucks of barrels out the back in the brewery.
Everything, unfortunately, in the world is bought. And if we do get to zero emissions, it's going to be bought. Dale Blytheman, I like this question. Is Hutchie's continual score of 5 in the scorecard the ultimate following of the company line, knowing that a pass would draw greater attention and therefore compromise his thawing?
I'm starting to get sick of this thawing routine. I'm getting that many thawing tweets now and emails. That Northern Territory news story on Thursday, all I got was filled up my inbox with thawing.
And is that a News Limited paper? Was it?
Yeah, but I thought that might have been the Fairfax photo.
Oh.
I don't remember taking that photo. I thought that was the photo from the
Green Guide.
Yeah.
The Green Guide.
A good weekend.
With all the
balls.
Not the Green Guide, the Green Guide.
Yeah, they got that photo. Is there a photo share agreement or something?
No. Could be a copyright issue on that.
Jared Wilch asks this.
Yep.
He directs it at me. I noticed that Damo got very little airtime on Triple M Footy's greatest 25 moments of all time. As a radio and entertainment mogul and veteran, thank you, Jared. Ridiculous. What advice would you give Damo as to how he can bring more sizzle and impact to the on-air team? Well, Jared, I've got a clear answer for you on this. He had an odd glimmer or two, right? PT Diaries about 10 years ago, nice piece of work. Since then, I sense that he's been dialing up a little bit. He's been turning up and collecting the check, and he hasn't reinvented his character on air.
No,
his character on air is still very much the same.
I'm actually not a funny bloke. I love a joke. I love going along with a joke. I'm clearly the butt of a lot of jokes, but I'm not funny.
If he was a wrestler, I'd be saying to him, you need another version of the modern-day character. You can't keep turning the same character up to work.
No, I actually was crucial to a lot of those great 25. I don't know what list you saw, Jared.
You were crucial.
I set a lot of them up, Hutchie. I put them on a platter for a lot of the actual. They come over the top with a funny line, but there's a lot of work going into it, Hutchie, to get it
you
to that point.
You weren't even right.
There was a lot of work that I'd done and is known by the people I work with, Hutchie and Jared. Please. Mark Hutchison, and this is to you, Hutchie, on Facebook. I've noticed in line with Mitch Cleary that Riley Beveridge has also had a haircut and is wearing a suit in recent media. Has the move away from his inner city Albie Mangle still professional journo been a tap from the AFL powers that be, including Damien, or a proactive move by the Riley Beveridge PR team? Mark knows Riley. Mark, what I feel I know about Riley Beveridge's makeover, it was on the back of the Carlton Footy Club and the Sam Doherty chemotherapy post on social media, where I think every single Carlton player did so on their own social media platforms. Riley Beveridge, very close to a lot of Carlton players. I feel that was the reasoning. I hadn't noticed. Actually, I did notice him wearing a suit, actually.
Yes.
He could be onto something, Mark.
He's kicked up again. I think he knows what I think it is.
Yep.
You know what I think it is? It's the positioning of the next available seat.
On?
The round so far.
Oh.
I think there'll be an internal race.
Right.
If you think about your AFL media colleagues, you go, well, Mitch hosted the round so far. He got the rub, as wrestlers call it, from Kane Corns by sitting next to him. And then all of a sudden he's poached by Channel 7 because the round so far does big numbers. The next host of the round so far is on my radar.
Well, Riley would be a very, very, very good replacement for Mitch Cleary, if indeed that is the reason behind the haircut and the suit.
Who else would be in the running? Callum Toomey, Nat Edwards.
Yep. Sarah Black.
Who's your money on?
I think Mark Hutchison, who's asked that question, might be onto Riley Beveridge's plans there. Very good operator.
The life of Riley.
Very good operator.
The new name of the Saturday morning.
If you embrace Riley, I can see you creating something big out of Rolly. He's got some genuine game on story breaking and media talent. Absolute Aussie on Twitter. Hutchie, how much credit are you taking for the D's upcoming fan day at the G? Oh, look at him. Look at him smiling. Have you posted this one? This is your burner account. Are you Aussie, absolute Aussie on Twitter?
When we talk about last week or the week before,
it was due respect to Melbourne Footy Club. I think they had a few ideas of their own, Hutchie, before they might have heard you say what they might do.
I agree. I think it was just a coincidence.
That it's the same
absolute
idea.
Aussie, that it was the same execution.
Yep. Chris Diastoli on Twitter, the warming of Hutchie continues with a new media pick. We just addressed this. What does Damien think is the next natural step for Hutchie as he continues warming? It's a good point too.
I was just trying to work out where that picture came from. Anyway, I don't know. But I'm still asking. What did Damo say? I'm so far back in the fridge that you couldn't...
You're that chicken fillet that you put in the back of the fridge about 9 months ago, Hutchie. You're that cold.
Yep.
No, you were. You've warmed yourself up.
Couple to finish with. Nice shot of Sergio, who had a picture of Damo jumping the shark in Happy Days. So I like that. And Grant via Twitter, when is the AGM for the AFMA and will Damo get another term? Great question, Grant.
Do we have an AGM? You didn't actually give us any love. You criticised us last year for... on the run, like a lot of businesses and operations, released a set of awards on email. This year we went to the effort of doing an online, very schmick production. It dawned on me you weren't even one of the many hundreds who tuned in to watch it. And when we did it in the week leading into, I think it was the buy of That's True.
Yep.
In fact, I think I had to speak at the start of it.
Well, there you go.
I think I texted you about 5 minutes after that and I said, are you watching this? And you said, watching what?
I didn't know it was. I didn't market it well enough.
Oh, jeez.
That's one of the reasons why the sponsorship fell through. I was worried about your ability to market it.
I heard they had you on the hook for a sponsorship, and then you pulled out.
No, I said I was never presented a value proposition, which I've asked for a million times.
Value proposition.
At the moment, best I understand, it's like a donation.
Value proposition. Well, the last time
it's a donation.
Last time someone approached you on it, you wanted to take over the whole running of the not just the night, but the whole operation.
I've committed to Matthew Kitchen that I will sponsor next year's.
Yeah. What do
but
you want,
I'm not dealing commercially with you because you're commercially inept.
Well, that's why you're dealing with Matthew Kitchen, not me.
And I want to understand what the value and the ROI is.
All right, that was question time for the sounding board for DrinkWise. If you're choosing to have a drink, choose to DrinkWise.
Thanks for listening to the Sounding Board podcast with Hutchie and Damo for DrinkWise. Make sure you find us on Facebook and Twitter at Sounding Board EP. Hit the sign up button on Facebook to receive our weekly email and subscribe to, rate and review the show wherever you listen to podcasts.